We start this hour with a closer look at the president's new coronavirus testing strategy.
Right now, just 5.4 million tests have been conducted in the U.S. Yesterday at a presidential press conference, the president pledged 2 million a week.
Our blueprint describes how states should unlock their full capacity, expand the number of testing platforms, establish monitoring systems to detect local outbreaks, and conduct contact tracing. We have it all.
But there are voices of caution about that 2 million a week benchmark. Even Dr. Brett Giroir, who oversees the White House testing effort, said it will be less. And the responsibility to ramp up tests rests on private companies, including CVS, partnering with the government. Lev Fasher is Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Lev, these private partnerships aren't new. CVS has been doing testing in several states, including Rhode Island and Michigan. But most CVS stores have signs saying they don't offer the COVID-19 test. So what are they planning?
So CVS in particular is saying that they're hoping that by the end of May, they're going to have 1,000 locations across the country online offering tests for the coronavirus in their parking lots, at drive-through locations that are going to allow their employees to test folks safely and wearing protective equipment and not in the confines of their physical stores. And their goal is to perform about 1.5 million each month, which is about 20% of the total number that a lot of public health officials estimate the country needs to safely reopen. So from CVS alone, it's a really significant commitment, and it represents a substantial chunk of what is needed as state governments start the process of reopening their economies.
Well, but Vice President Pence said there would be 2 million tests per week by the end of May. You're talking about CVS doing this piece of it, which might be a million or so a month. What are, first of all, some of the roadblocks? We heard about all sorts of shortages of swabs, of the reagents that are needed to do the testing. What's happened there?
There have certainly been supply chain issues in terms of the reagents, in terms of just the physical testing kits. There's also a pretty substantial backlog just in terms of the workforce required to conduct these tests. And there have been some disconnects also between the federal government and state governments and commercial labs. And in recent weeks, the Trump administration has really, really pushed state governments to lean more on the commercial lab capacity in their states. But it's worth noting that the Trump administration proposal, they issued this blueprint on Monday evening that's pretty light on detail, but Vice President Mike Pence said that by the end of May, they hope that the U.S. can conduct 2 million tests per week, which is not so ambitious, given that in the past week, there were about 1.6 million tests conducted. So it's pretty close already. But there are a lot of estimates from leading public health officials that show the actual demand for tests as being dramatically higher, between 3 and 4 million per week, to safely reopen the economy, to allow Americans to return to work, eventually to allow folks to return to school. So it does rely on a lot of cooperation between private companies, private pharmacies, state governments, the federal government. And even if all goes well, there are public health officials who say it won't be enough regardless.
Well, STAT did the analysis, and we can link you to it, with these leading public health officials of what kind of testing might be needed. And as you say, researchers are estimating that it's between 3 and 4 million tests per week to have Americans safely return to work. And we mentioned Dr. Giroir, who's heading up the testing initiative in the White House. He's far more cautious than Vice President Pence's pledge of 2 million a week. He says maybe half of that, which is, as you say, kind of where we are right now. But what is your sense of, you know, what happens going forward? May is around the corner.
So given that the U.S. conducted 1.6 million tests in the past week, scaling that up just to 2 million seems a pretty reasonable goal, especially with buy-in from these really major companies like CVS that do have immense capacity. Of course, from 2 to 3 and 3 to 4 million tests per week is an entirely different conversation. And I think there are public health officials who are very pessimistic that we will get to where we need to get to be able to allow states to reopen as aggressively as we've seen some states try to reopen their economies without there being new outbreaks of coronavirus cases that would result in, of course, the worst case scenario of having to return to this state of semi-lockdown until that next wave abates as well.
Well, and we should mention two other headlines today. New modeling shows that the rate of deaths does climb towards August. in large part because of people, you know, moving around more. And right now there are 1,000 COVID-19 deaths every day. Lev Fascher, reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Thanks as always, Lev.
Thank you for having me.